Welcome to the Living a Nordic Life podcast, where we explore a simpler, cozier, and more intentional life the Nordic way. I'm Fiona McKenna, your Nordic living guide and founder of Living a Nordic Life, where I share all things Nordic living and show you that a Nordic life is the way to bring intentional calm and healthy habits into your own life, wherever you are in the world. Are you looking for ways to bring simplicity, coziness, and calm into your life? Well, let me show you how. Visit the Living a Nordic Life website to explore how I can help you on your journey to simple, healthy, and happy calm, the Nordic way. You can subscribe to the podcast right here. And if you want regular inspirational emails sent with love from Norway and straight to your inbox, don't forget to subscribe to the Living a Nordic Life newsletters. And so now let's dive into our episode. Hello and welcome to How to Greet Spring Like a Norwegian. It's true that winter is a really well-loved season in the Nordic region. Lots of people ski, they ice skate, and they take part in countless winter sports. Everybody seems to have a favourite winter sport. You have to have, otherwise you'd be inside for 6 months of the year. And all of these winter sports require being outdoors in every weather. Having said that, after months of cold and snow and ice, we're all really looking forward to the start of spring and the green leaves and the flowers that accompany it. Sometimes here, spring doesn't start until May, in fact, quite frequently. And when we've had a lot of snow and it's been pushed off the sides of the roads and pushed away from the car parks, mostly, you know, we lose a few parking spaces because the snow has to be piled up somewhere. And you might get piles of snow that are 6 or 8 feet high, and that takes a long time to melt. So even though the snow elsewhere on the fields and the roads might have melted, we still have these piles. So we're all kind of looking forward to that going. But the moment that we have a little bit of sun and blue sky, it seems like the whole of Norway is out in it. It really brings people out. They're all topping up their vitamin D levels and enjoying this sudden explosion of spring flowers and green shoots on the trees, because it suddenly happens overnight, or it feels like that. Oh, spring and summer are very fast, and it's lovely to get out and soak up some of that sun. It feels a little bit different in the spring. You get sun in the winter, but it's weak. When you get spring sun, you suddenly feel that warmth on you, on your face or on your back, and you're drawn to that. We can all live a little like Norwegians, can't we? And make the most of every passing season. We really should be doing that. They all have something wonderful. And spring is no exception to the rule. With its gentle transition from winter, it's a really lovely season to stop and enjoy. So how do we enjoy spring like we're Nordic? I'm going to give you some ideas. Grab those last few days of winter. That seems really contradictory, doesn't it? Why would you want to do that if you're looking forward to spring? But winter's not going to be back for months and months, maybe 8 months, maybe longer for you, 10 months perhaps if you have a short winter. So why not try to make the most of what is left? Then when winter does come around again, you're not going to dread it quite so much. Or maybe you love winter and you really want to say goodbye to it. But this is a nice way to say goodbye to winter without feeling like, you know, thank goodness it's gone. You can start to look forward to then. Maybe not yet, you know, let's get through summer and autumn first and the spring. But get outside and breathe in some of that crisp winter air. There's still a little bit of it left. Feel the first frost beneath your feet and really relish the warmer times that are to come. Say goodbye to winter. Enjoy those last few things, knowing that you're not going to see it again for a while. Go to the hytta, the cabin. You might not have a cabin, but here in Norway, lots of people have cabins. About 25% of the population. That's a lot, isn't it? And lots of them are passed down through families as well, or they're in family areas. So people might not necessarily live there anymore in that region, but their hitter will be there. And it's something that everybody does together as a family group. It's a great place to get together with everybody in the family. Not just, you know, one or two people, but everyone will go. And there's a tradition of cabin owners heading out at Easter, which is the first spring holiday we have here. And a lot of that is to do with the cabins themselves, because we do have some really beautiful, very expensive state-of-the-art cabins here. But a lot of the old traditional cabins do not have electricity and they don't have running water. They might not have sewage either. In fact, that's quite common for you to have an outside toilet in a little wooden house. They're really pretty, but, you know, it's not inside. And no mobile data, for example, you know, no access to the phone. So really no kind of mod cons. And do you really want to be there in minus 20 degrees centigrade when you don't have any heating? Some people will, but a lot of people close up their cabins until the spring. So this is the time when you would go. And they relish that chance to disconnect and get back to simple pleasures. After all the excesses of Christmas and, you know, that lead up to that season, it's nice to just have those kind of simple pleasures. So you can do something similar and make the spring a time to relax and slow down, even if it's only for a couple of days. You're doing something that is very much like a hitter tour, a cabin trip. You could get outside at the first sign of spring. And we should all be doing this for our mental health. It's really good for us to get outside every day if we possibly can, or at least put aside one day a week when you're out. But just a few minutes outside can lighten up your mood considerably. And minor worries are blown away on the light spring breeze. When you're out in nature, bigger worries seem smaller and the world is a brighter, more positive place. And if you were here in Norway, you would see that at the first signs of spring, everybody is outside. They really want to make the most of it. And there's a lightness of mood that's contagious. You could light a campfire. While you're out, get outside, light a campfire. If you're allowed to, that is, you know, make sure that you check that first. In Norway, we have campfire rules that say we can light a campfire until the end of April. So we have a ban on campfires from the end of April until about the middle of September, because we have a lot of forest fires here. And if things catch fire, they burn under the ground and they can do that for, I don't know, several days at least, you know, a week. It takes a lot to put it out. But over the winter, we are allowed to light campfires. So a lot of people like to go out and make the most of those last few weeks to cook in the wild. And it could be something really simple. It could just be hot dogs or pinabra, which is like a dough that you wrap around a stick. It's very rustic. And we eat that a lot, actually, at events and things like that. It's always something really fun for the kids to do. But you wrap the dough around a stick in a sort of sausage, and then you cook it on the fire. I have to say, it's usually burnt on the outside and raw in the middle, so you don't want to eat too much of it. But it's a fun thing to do. You could barbecue something. And you don't need to be out in the wild to cook outside. If you have an outdoor barbecue or a grill, it's a great time to mark the season with that first barbecue. And that is something that we do here. Everybody's talking about their first barbecue. And nothing quite beats that smell of cooking outside to put you in the mood for spring and summer ahead. I have to say, I have been known to dig our barbecue out of the snow. We have, at the time we didn't have, but we have now a barbecue patio. It's just a little one that has a cover over it, but it's really convenient. And it's easy to dig the snow away from the barbecue. But in the past, it got to about the 9th of April and I really wanted to barbecue. And we had a lot of snow. It was a good 3 feet high, I suppose, over the whole garden. And I managed to dig my way a path to the barbecue and then dig around the barbecue, which was still outside. It was covered up. But I did it. And we barbecued in the snow because I wanted to celebrate the coming of spring. You could start planning your next party outside. And it might surprise some people, but for all their reserve, Norwegians really love to party. And it starts in the spring. And after the limitations that we had over, you know, the C word throughout, you know, a couple of years, everybody wants to make the most of it. And the after afternoon parties stretch into the evenings and easy days are spent with extended family in the garden. Maybe just enjoying some coffee and cakes, but certainly getting outside, if we possibly can. And most of our parties in the summer will be outside. Weather permitting, you could hike somewhere. And not every hike has to be 20 miles. I've said this before, actually. In fact, I say this a lot. Even a short hike is great. But if you get away from the roads, if you can do that, and out into the woods or the fields, I'm assuming that you live somewhere rural and you might not, but even into a park, we can really appreciate the great green and the spring colours that surround us. You start to notice things, don't you? And you hear the birds. There's a lot of bird song in the spring. It's lovely. So if you can get into somewhere where there are trees, you're going to hear the birds singing. A hike is also a chance to make it something special. And I try to do this as much as I can. We rarely go out on a hike without a flask of something, usually something hot as well, unless the weather's really warm. Although I do still like to take a coffee with me, I have to say. And a favourite snack. And it gives you a chance to mark the middle of the hike and stop, sit down. Just take a moment, look around you, appreciate everything, and make the most of being outside. You could get out in the garden, if you have a garden, or a park nearby, or just anywhere outside, even onto your doorstep. Why not? It doesn't have to be an expedition up the nearest mountain to really enjoy what is happening in nature right under your nose. Take a stroll in your local park. Wander around your garden and take a moment to absorb the slow and gentle signs of spring that are happening around you. We rush past, don't we, too often, without stopping to look. Even simple flowers like dandelions and other yellow flowers, which seem to be the first things to come up, don't they? It's nice to appreciate that. And that takes me on to something else that I've noticed since living here in Norway that people love to do. They really like to enjoy some spring flowers. And here there are lots of rules about what can and can't be picked. That's pretty much the same over the whole of Europe. And that's for good reason. We want to protect these rarest of our beautiful plants. But there are also flowers that are common enough to withstand being picked in moderation. And for us, it's the white wood anemone, Hvitvais. They come up in this amazing profusion in April and May. The forests are completely covered in white, these beautiful little white flowers. They don't last very long inside, maybe last a couple of days, but it's a nice thing to pick if you can. You know, it's safe to do that. But people really love to go out and look for these flowers. And you will see people out on hikes taking pictures of the first ones that they've seen, or Blåveis, which are similar. They look similar, but actually it's a different plant. And we're not allowed to pick those at all. And they like to take pictures of them and post them on Facebook and in these Facebook groups to say that they've seen the first ones. And you'll see people gathered around and you'll be like, what are they looking at? Is there something interesting there? And it is. It'll be one of these beautiful blue flowers. And they'll be taking pictures of it and really making the most of it. And that for us is that first sign of spring. So I hope this offers you a little inspiration to enjoy those last few days of winter. As odd as that sounds, but that's important. And the exciting anticipation of spring to come. Get out and make the most of those last few days of winter and those first few days of spring, that precious moment. Might only be a week or maybe 2 weeks where that transition happens. And I'll see you in the next episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the Living a Nordic Life newsletters so you can get an email when I release a new episode. It's a quick and easy way to keep up with all things Nordic living. Please visit livinganordiclife.com. You can listen to Living a Nordic Life on lots of podcast apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts, and plenty of others. If you've enjoyed the Living a Nordic Life podcast, why not leave me a rating? So that's the end of Living a Nordic Life for today, and I look forward to seeing you next time.